Welcome back. This is Buddy the Rat with another chapter of my story. It's time to deal with a certain faggot skunk boy that may or may not be real. This is chapter 16, The Hidden World. Work was harder than I really wanted it to be. Such things were hit or miss. Sometimes there is not a lot to do, and I end up spending a lot of time with the other rats, just talking about this and that. A lot of it is bragging about various sexual encounters. I tend to be a part of that, but as the butt of most of the jokes, since they all know I end up with a lot of males. It doesn't bother me much, though. Other times, the work keeps us so busy that we don't talk much. We just work. That was what today was like. It was just hard work that left me feeling pretty exhausted and perhaps slightly depressed. Depression to a submissive tends to lead to sexual desires that can be a little bit on the dangerous side. Although it can be different for different people, I tend to want others to oppress me further when I get depressed. It's a means to fully remove responsibility through force. You see, it's all the responsibility of work and the exhaustion it causes that leaves me depressed. My problem was that this Gary role player was a submissive too, and he'd expect me to be a dominant for him, which I was not really in the mood for. My curiosity, however, was still there, and I needed to see what this guy really looked like. The pictures in his profile seemed like they might be fake. I just had to know, and so I made the reluctant decision to go see him. There is a place in Providence called Celestial. It is called that because it is the name of a street running through this area. This is where a lot of the big business happens in the city. There are very tall buildings here. Some of them are nearly 30 stories high. There is a strong police presence here as well. It is the literal opposite of the bad part of town mentioned earlier. I always did like the looks of Celestial, although I know I don't really belong there. It was roughly midnight. I drove there after taking a shower and casually masturbating to porn back home. It was honestly the only way I was going to make it that night. I needed to get my mind off work and reset myself. I went looking for pictures of femboys to get my brain set in the right direction. It worked. By the time I reached Celestial, I was thinking about burying my dick in a cute girly boy, whoever he might be. There were not too many people around, but the streets were very well lit. Police roamed about, definitely having a look at the one rat that was dragging his tail along the sidewalk near the middle of the night. I got asked a few questions, and I tried to be honest about what I was doing. It seemed to satisfy their curiosity enough to not trudge in and cuff me. The location I was supposed to meet Gary did not make much sense. I found the place in question, and it was a little more than just an alleyway. There were signs, however, of strangeness. The ground there vibrated with an odd rhythm. Tiny little grains of sand or dust danced happily upon the cement. There was some bass pumping low and deep somewhere nearby, but it was barely audible from where I was. I really had no idea what to do. There were no doors or anything. I thought about just leaving, but then I thought better and drew out my phone. I typed, "I'm at the location, but nothing is here. I don't know what to do."
"The doorway is hidden, dear. Look for the pink bucket and stand still."
Realizing I was about to join the likes of the Illuminati, I bravely walked over to the most uninteresting pink bucket I had ever seen. It was made of metal, probably aluminum, rusted in places. The handle was broken on one side. Its vibrant color was its only notable quality. It was a perfect coat and glossy in just the right light. In some ways, it could have passed as some sort of avant-garde art piece if placed up on a stand and lighted from above. The kind of thing that leads people to rub their chins and nod discerningly, even though they haven't the foggiest idea what it really means. There was a brief flash that came from somewhere. I had the distinct impression that I had just had my picture taken. Moments later, the wall made a click noise and slightly moved inward. Nothing happened after that. It took me nearly a minute to realize I had to push it myself. It opened easily enough, and soon I found myself standing in front of the world's smallest elevator. I had to duck just to get inside it. Once inside, I began to move. downward. I did not even know there was a downward in this part of Celestial. From most people's point of view, everything here went up. But no, I was going down, deep in the earth. And the further down I went, the deep thumping of the strange bass only got louder and slower. Thunk, 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 thunk. It was as if time actually slowed as I moved further down towards the core of the earth. It was about this time that something very real and magical hit me, for the first time in my life, since hearing all of those stories. I began to think that Gary might be real. And if he was real, what did that mean for me? When the elevator finally halted, it opened up into a hallway with pink light. Have you ever been inside a hallway with pink light? It's not a common thing. You might have seen a room with red light, but this wasn't that. This was pink. This was as pink as the bucket I had seen outside, and perhaps a bit more. It was a sticky pink that attached to anything the light fell on. The floor was pink. The walls were pink. I was pink. That possum leaning against the wall with a lollipop in his mouth was pink. Oh yeah, I wasn't alone in this pink hallway. There was some possum fella dressed in an undersized shirt and a pair of panties. No pants! That was just sucking away while he looked in my direction. I wasn't sure if I was supposed to talk to him or just walk past. It was a brief moment of awkwardness before I decided to try the latter. Walking past him unmolested, I pushed open a door and was quickly confronted with the source of the slow thumping music. Thunka, 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 thunka. Blasted into my eyes and then furthermore into the very depths of my brain was a nightclub of such shocking description that I can barely find the words to deliver them in an equally appropriate manner. Pink. Everything was pink, with shining streams of laser light flickering about the large room. The floors were illuminated with an alternate shade crossed with dancing images of hearts and sperm shapes. People were everywhere. Some were dancing, some were fucking. The dress code was non-existent and varied from nothing to all to outright leather bondage gear. The scent in the air was sweet and intoxicating beyond belief. This aroma, crossed with the absolute hedonistic visuals, the outright rank panorama of debauchery, made my cock go so hard that I'm pretty sure I was poking out the top of my shorts. And I didn't care. I didn't care at all. It was like being in the same pool with other weird people you didn't know. And the whole point of it was to be in that pool. The whole point of being in this place was for people to be there. And I was just one of them. As shocked as I was getting strange feelings that defy explanation. They were both aggressive and lustful. I had nearly forgotten the very reason I had even come to this hidden fairyland under the Celestial District. But just then, in the split of a moment, I looked amidst the crowd of grinding and carefree lewdness, and I saw someone standing there looking at me with eyes that shone like pink silver. It was a skunk wearing a shirt and hot pants. My mouth hung slightly agape as I looked into the orbs of the fabled fairy of the underworld, the carnal incubus of lust himself. It was Gary, and he was gesturing for me to come hither. I should have left. I shouldn't have come at all. Camilla would win this one. I could just let her. But I couldn't. As much as my tortured brain screamed at me to retreat, I walked. I walked slowly, each step to the thrumming music, past the grinders, the suckers, the fuckers, and the moaners. I was walking towards the final solution to all straight men in the world, and I really and truly did not know if I was going to survive. Well, now you have to come back. This has been Buddy the Rat, and I'll see you all next time. I hope.